This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington this Monday morning, April 6, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. I think Jason was the first one to do the remote show. When was the last time you were in D.C., Jay?
That would have been, March... I don't know. Valdez helped me out. March, 12th? Does that sound right?
That sounds about right.
What is it?
We came back from Florida on March 3rd.
Right.
So we were in studio that whole week. Mm-hmm.
Jason was the first one to do it remotely.
Right. Yeah. So it might have been, March 10th, 11th, somewhere in there.
Yeah. And Cakes, when did you pick up your son from Spain? Because you haven't been back to the studio for a while.
Picked him up. It was roughly 16 or 17 days ago, whatever that is. I mean, yeah. You do the math.
Time is crawling.
Yeah.
All right, of course, the epicenter of all this is New York, and we've got Bo, one of our longtime listeners, on the line with us calling from New York. What's going on, Bo?
Hey, Bo.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
What's up, Bo?
So I got an interesting, unique story. You know, I was in New York in the epicenter, but, I saw you guys on March 2nd down at the Breakers. I was the guy who bothered you guys for a picture.
Oh, yeah.
And, EB, you shook my hand, so keep that in mind as the story goes on.
Great.
So March 9th, I fly back to New York, and I live on 57th and 10th, right next to Mount Sinai West Hospital. And I get sick on March 11th, 2 days after I got back from Florida.
Yeah.
And I think it was just the flu, but then I get a note saying that five people in my 300-person building have tested positive.
Right.
Including the nursing manager, Kios Kelly, who passed away, the first healthcare guy in New York City to pass away.
Wow. Yeah.
So I realized, and then CBS, which is catty-corner of me, they shut down because they had five cases. So I realize I'm sick. I got to get the heck out of there. I get in my car. I drive down here to Gaithersburg. And I made a straight drive here. I haven't left the house since then. I've gone through some crap over the past 3 weeks. It hasn't been easy, but I haven't left. I haven't done a thing. I've had people bring me stuff. I've done Instacart a few times. The same stuff. They can't smell, can't taste, no appetite, couldn't sleep.
You having difficulty breathing?
Breathing, I have asthma, so I couldn't. I would walk up the stairs, I'd be out of breath. I tried to do push-ups. I did 3 push-ups. I was exhausted. So I knew I had it. I was able to get a test, luckily, on the 25th up in Frederick.
Yeah.
And that came back positive. But I knew it. I knew it, and I was already over it by the time. It took forever for me to get the result back. Got it back Friday. I was elated because I was healthy, and I had gone through the worst. And now I'm in a unique position of doing something about it.
Yeah, you're bulletproof now, right?
Right. So I lost my job in New York, and now I'm down here, and I'm like, I've been doing is studying these, convalescent plasma treatments and these and these blood donations. So I'm already signed up to Johns Hopkins later this week to do a plasma donation.
That's awesome.
And then I got a couple lined up in New York, but I'm also looking. I mean, I got no job, so I'm ready to just put me out there, put me on the front lines, put me in the hospital. I don't know what I'm doing, but
yeah.
Where were you working? When do you think you contracted coronavirus?
I think the day I got back from Florida, March 9th, either in Newark Airport on the way back or my building, which, you know, everyone presses that lobby button.
Yeah.
And all I do is eat my fingernails all day long.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're a fingernail guy like cakes?
No, I've stopped. Finally.
Me too. I stopped too. My nails are pretty long.
I was so like, where were you, Bo, where were you working before?
So I do event planning up there for a private health club, and so it was just starting to get going. We run we have a yacht parties and stuff like that. I also do real estate. But yeah, that's just done. It's just, and now I'm down here, and I got this house, my parents' house I grew up in, and it's just empty. They're stuck in Florida, and, you know, I put it out on Instagram. I'm just like, I'm ready to do whatever it is. Not only the donations, but, you know, I don't think I'm going to get this again. It's not proven. We don't
know.
Yeah,
but I think you're pretty much bulletproof. Yeah, you're good.
I'm not worried one bit, and I've been sitting here just planning this and studying it and researching, and I'm like, get me out. So I put it out on Instagram yesterday. Got a lot of response, and I'm not smart enough to know what I can do, but...
Bo, hit me up on Twitter. Hit Junks Radio up on Twitter, too. Hit me up, EB Shots, or what is my Twitter? EB Junkies. And we'll retweet it. We'll put it all out there, and I'm sure you'll get some opportunities. I think it's amazing. So how many times can you do the blood plasma donation?
I think it takes 21 days for you to get the antibodies back in your system. I can do a regular blood donation,
yeah,
and I can also do the plasma, which kind of puts it back, the blood back into your right arm after it takes it out of your left arm.
Right.
So I'm, yeah, and then there's this other thing with like T cells and B cells at the Rockefeller University in New York that they can – do something with that, and I'm like, hey man, if I got the immunity, let's do it.
Yeah, that's amazing. How do you feel right now?
It's taking a while for the lungs to get back up. I went for a walk about a week ago when I started feeling better, like a mile, and I get home and I pour a nice iced coffee and I felt good, and then my head started throbbing for like 5 hours, and I was like, man, I feel like an old man, like I can't even go for a walk. So, like, it's and I've never had any issues, so it's really hitting me hard that it's like, this is no joke. And, EB, I blame you. I can't get down here. I thought I was healthy. You're talking about your Jack and diets. I start pouring myself gin and tonics when I'm down here, and then it comes back tenfold on the 21st and just knocks me on my butt. It was.
So, hold on. Why are you blaming me?
Because you were talking about drinking through these times, and I'm like, yeah, he's right. I feel good. So I pour myself a couple gin tonics, and then it just was like, nah.
Yeah, you tried to self-medicate. You tried to help yourself out.
You had a disease.
I didn't know. I thought I was dead.
You thought
I was
kicked
just flu, and I'm like, I'm good to go.
No.
Hey, so what did you do about your place in New York? Are you still paying rent on the New York apartment?
I haven't paid April, but I'm guessing it's due. I don't know. I mean,
can you just default on it and just get out of there?
I want to get back there and help out too, man. I got an awesome apartment that I've been in for 12 years now. And, you know, it's in the epicenter of the epicenter.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't want to say goodbye to that. But, I mean, I'm ready to work down here. And until my parents – I don't know when my parents could come here, you know. I've already coroned this whole house up. So,
well, good news is you can hang out with your parents. You could take care of them.
When that's proven, yes. They're not ready to come back here and step foot in this house because they think I've contaminated the whole place.
Right. Well, I think even after, like, 2 weeks, it's fine.
Right. He needs like a hazmat crew to come into the house to sanitize it all.
Yeah.
And then
my buddy
the parents
told me, he's like,
back.
You're going to be amazing on those dating apps now. You get to check like the immunity box.
Yeah.
And you're they're going to be like only immunity people out there at certain points. And
yeah, you've got like a clean dong. Like
the talipole's been
thinned
out
good,
there.
That's a good idea for an app. You come up with a quarantine app.
Yeah, but you got to make sure the girls got well, yeah, I can't. Yeah. You don't care?
I
you
can't
tag,
get it.
Yeah, you could tag anybody. You could tag someone with the corona right now.
Yeah, your prospects have shot up recently.
I'm a universal tagger, EB.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. What
so how do you feel today? How do you feel right now?
Out of breath. I haven't talked this much in a long time.
Have you been getting doctors, like telemedicine things? What have you been doing?
Besides going to get the test, I haven't left my house. My mom's a former nurse, so I've been calling her with symptoms and yeah, I just been plowing through it. When I went to go get the test, it was either hospital or test. I didn't know which one to do, and I didn't want to bog down the system. I was like, I can get through this.
Right.
But
so you don't have a car, right?
It kicks you on your butt. It is no joke.
Did you have a car up in New York?
Yeah. I had a car there, so I drove that straight here, and I literally haven't left until yesterday. I was told I was allowed to leave because it's been 4 days since I had symptoms, so I went out a little bit yesterday, but I knew it was my you know, as cheesy as it sounds, my civil duty to stay home, and I knew I was contaminated. And if I go to the store, I'm going to get five people sick. You know,
it doesn't sound like, cheesy. You did absolutely the right thing. By
That's amazing,
yourself.
Dude. That's an amazing story. And, yeah, I can't wait till we all get these antibody tests, because some of us are going to find out that we've had it.
That we had it, know right. it.
That's
right.
what's so bizarre.
I can't believe that, because it was right. so hard for me that I can't think of people just being like, yeah, it went through my body, it created the antibodies, it fought the virus, and I didn't feel a thing. I know that's the way viruses go, but it just blows my
it's
mind
bizarre,
that I go through hell and back, and then yeah. people just don't even have
some
it.
Some go through hell, and they're saying it may be as many as 50%
I know, that
getting it,
my
not
mind,
realizing
man.
It.
Yeah, Eric and I could have had it
yeah.
in early winter.
Yeah, it's possible.
December, January, February.
They're not focusing on the antibody test right now because we need respirators, and we need lives saved, and we need hospitals
right.
protected. And I'm doing is researching that. So, like, as soon as we get things a little under control there, then they'll move the focus over to, all right, antibodies, immunity, all that stuff. I think Germany's doing these tests, and they're giving out, like, yellow wristbands to people who are immune. And you can just walk around and be free when you're immune. So,
yeah.
Hey, Drop T-shirt can break out his LiveStrong bracelets he's been sitting on for all these years.
I'm just ready to get out there and make a difference. Because sitting around here doing nothing when I have this unique position is not right for anything.
When was the last time you were on a date, my friend?
Dude, man, I mean, it was before Florida, so let's go back to early January, maybe.
Did you have a regular girlfriend or just random?
No, I single guy in New York. I had the dating apps and everything, which is, again, why I'm looking forward. Maybe I have a little leg up right now. I mean, even AWOD could get...
Were you successful on the dating apps?
Yes, yeah, New York, it's easy. I mean, I won't even focus on people that live more than a mile from me.
Really?
I mean, I don't... And look, Bo showed up to the Breakers, and I probably hadn't seen him for 7 or 8 years, but he used to come to our poker open, and I remember, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but I remember when we first met, he had a really good-looking girlfriend.
Yeah, I brought a girl there. You were still dating Jess, and we hung out that night. Yes, that was just a girlfriend, and, you know, I do all right. You know, I'm 38, I live single in New York, but I think that New York's done, man, so I...
Yeah,
you know, who knows if I can go back there.
God, I wish I was bulletproof like you. My wife last night said her stomach hurt a little bit. I slept downstairs. I was like, I'm not sleeping with you.
Everyone I tell this to, they have their own story about how they think they had it, and I got to listen to their. I had a sore throat 6 weeks ago, and I'm just like, all right, well, you know, we'll get the test eventually.
Right.
But I mean, I'm glad I found out for sure, and now I just want to get out there and do something and make a difference.
You're probably going stir crazy, man.
Dude, he can go out there and give tests to people. He can do anything.
Yeah, right.
You know, EB, you were saying, like, what about people that are just by themselves doing this quarantine? I've been here in Gaithersburg since March 16th, just calling my parents and my aunt.
You know what you could do?
A couple casseroles, and that's about it.
You can go around and comfort hot chicks.
I know. I can make house calls.
House calls, yeah. Dude, forget about the old people. Go comfort hot chicks.
How much weight did you lose a bunch of weight?
No, 20 pounds, man.
Wow.
Hey, it's cut 'em up season.
Yeah. It's
ready.
It already came back in the last 3 days.
Like, of course he wants to get it.
Back. That was the thing. I went and got, like, I ordered nice sushi.
Yeah.
And I just sat there and ate it, and I couldn't taste a thing. And I was,
oh, really?
Wow, sucked,
that would suck.
And now I'm tasting, so I'm eating, and I pretty much put that back on in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's the thing about the weight loss. It's just temporary.
Well, you're getting back to normal. That sounds good. You're getting back to where you need to be.
Yeah, I'm spreading the word. I'm trying to get out there. My Instagram is bo_NYC, so I'm just putting my stuff out there about the whole story. And anyone who thinks of something that I can do, just holler at me.
Hit me up on Twitter, dude.
I will, EB. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that.
I'll retweet it. Yeah.
All right, Bo.
I can't find you. It's Bo _UNC.
NYC.
NYC. Okay, sorry.
Is it Bo spelled B-O or B-E-A-U?
Yeah, B-O, but that B-O. But that's just Instagram. I'll hit you up on Twitter. I have a link there on Twitter.
He tweets us from time to time.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. Waking up here. I don't get NBC Washington, New York. My dad has it set on the DVR here every morning. There's 4 hours of live programming. It's unbelievable. You guys are doing an awesome job, so just keep it up.
Yeah, man.
That's cool.
Thank you, pal. Appreciate
Pops
it.
Gorman, man. Pops Gorman, DVR and the Junkies. Nice.
Very good. We appreciate that.
There's a picture of us at dinner when he came by the Breakers in West Palm. Why am I wearing sunglasses? Oh, those are clear glasses.
Those are probably your readers.
No.
Oh, your blue light sillies? Yeah,
you put them on to read the menu.
Is that what I did?
Old man.
No, no. I think those are just the regular glasses I was wearing to protect my eyes from the Rona. That's what I was wearing, yeah.
I just remember talking to the hot chick at the bar who owned horses.
She wasn't even that hot. Taking a whiz in the parking lot.
Well, she's hot to me.
Right.
Man, all right, got to take a break. Phone number you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. EB, why don't you tweet the picture from the breakers?
Really? It's not a great
picture.
Might
as well.
I just All right. You were just talking about it. What'd you do?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's on the Junks account.
Okay, okay, cool. You can go to the Junkies account, at Junks Radio on Twitter, to see the picture which Bo took of us. Bo showed up at the breakers for like 2 minutes, said hello, and then rolled out.
Right, he took a picture and rolled.
tried to give you guys all the Rona. That's what Bo tried to do.
Damn, he had it, too.
He's doing his best to do it.
All right, got to take a break. We're the Junkies. Come to you live this Monday morning.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We'll be joined by Adam Kilgore from the Washington Post coming up at 8 o'clock. Should mention, last week we wrapped up on 106.7 The Fan all of the Nationals World Series broadcasts. They were playing the replays each night, and it was very well received. Tonight, starting at 6:30 on 106.7 The Fan, you can listen to replays of every win of the 2018 Stanley Cup run. That starts with Game 3 of the first round against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Remember, the Caps were down 0-2 in that series.
I remember.
We pretty much buried them.
Dead.
We thought it was over, and that was the beginning of the incredible run to the Stanley Cup.
I believe Lars Eller, spoiler alert, pots the game winner.
Yep, that's right.
In that one to get the Caps headed in the right direction in that series.
Hey, JP, I wanted to mention real quick before we carried on with the show. We did have my buddy Vince Carbone, who owns the Subway here in Ashburn. We had him on Saturday for the Saturday show. And, you know, I'm not sure how many people actually heard it, but he's got this program. He owns the Ashburn Farm Subway. Okay. So if you live in the area, you know exactly where that is. But he's got this program where for $6.50, if you Venmo his store, he is making meals for doctors and nurses at three different hospitals, Reston Hospital, Loudoun Hospital, and I believe HealthPlex, right? So all these people that are working around the clock trying to contain this thing, they need to eat. So he's got this program. It's called Adopt a Doctor or Adopt a Nurse. So I Venmoed him $100 on Saturday. Cakes, hook him up if you can. The Venmo address is at Ashburn Farm Subway.
Okay.
Right. So for $6.50, that feeds, you know, that's one meal for a doctor or for a nurse. So just hook them up if you can. If you want to send $20, $30, $50, that would feed multiple nurses, obviously, or doctors. That would be awesome. So Venmo address is at Ashburn Farm Subway.
Nice.
Shocker, Vinny Carbone was part of Jason's Corner Club.
That was one of his guys.
Back in the day, yeah.
That's right.
In the day when Danny Smith was still special teams coach here in Washington. We used to hang out all the time.
Is Danny still in Pittsburgh? Was he still there?
Yep, he's still there.
Yeah, good for him, man.
Still in Pittsburgh.
Still cashing
now, Jason, big
fat checks.
You only did one story on the Junkie Sports Page, and that had to do with Trump speaking to the commissioners of the major sports leagues.
Right.
Now, one of those commissioners is Dana White. He's in a serious pickle, right?
Why don't you give me that story? Because I do not have that pulled up.
I'll have to punch up the exact details, but I believe it's a sex tape extortion deal.
Oh, boy.
Well, he claims it's something that it was a couple years ago.
Oh, boy.
And
that's trouble.
The guy went to jail for it, and then he said he hired another lawyer that's a ex-felon, and he says he can't wait for the court to throw this one out. So he says he's just being extorted. I mean, mm-hmm. Who knows if it's true or not. Probably is. Tagged some stripper back in 2015 or something.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
I did see that the NFL sent a memo to all the teams over the weekend that said, you know, because the draft is going to continue on. It's going to be, I don't know, it's 18 days away, Cakes.
Right. It's coming.
Now, the 18 days is going to seem like 18 months.
Right.
But it is this month, and the NFL is allowing small war rooms. So I guess up to 10 people. You could either do it from your home or you can be at the facility.
Right.
And I guess they would, you know, put a camera in each room. But so they are allowing small war rooms for the draft, up to 10 people. I guess it's up to the team to decide whether or not they're going to do it from home or from the facility.
I mean, honestly, you don't need more than 10 people in a room.
Probably
to pull the trigger and make that decision. You should have two or three people at the head of your organization who are making that pick, and then you have a few other people helping them out. That's plenty of
people.
Can
they just Zoom? You could Zoom anything. You don't even have to be in the same room.
Of course.
You could Zoom anything.
Right. So
yeah, I know my wife did a workout over the weekend with 35 women, I guess, on Zoom.
Yeah.
Some sort of dance party workout.
You know what? Right. Let Dan Snyder Zoom in from his yacht in the Mediterranean. He doesn't need to be anywhere near the war room.
Right.
He doesn't need to be in there.
Wouldn't it be great if he was quarantined so he couldn't muck up the draft?
That would be fantastic.
Oh, that'd be great.
This I'm not surprised at. I don't know if you saw this story, but Floyd Mayweather's daughter, Iyana, arrested over the weekend, I believe early Saturday morning, for felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
What did she do? I mean,
I think she's got a boyfriend or something.
She has a boyfriend.
Her boyfriend's a rapper.
NBA Youngboy?
Yes.
Is that his name?
Yeah,
that's his rap name?
Never Broke Again.
Never heard of that guy.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Never Broke Again.
Yeah, but you know what? If I'm Adam Silver, I'm going to say, you're not using the NBA name.
Right,
that's
right.
So finished.
Oh, well, apparently did. NBA Youngboy was hanging out with some other chick, LaPratra Jacobs. And Youngboy's fiance is Iyana Mayweather. And she found out about it, bum-rushed him in whatever spot he was in Houston, and had two knives in her hand, ended up...
Ooh.
I think she stabbed him once.
Hold on, wait a second. Wait, I'm really surprised that the offspring of a really bad person, Floyd Mayweather, is also a bad person. I'm personally shocked by this.
Well, what
news.
Did he do again? Was he tagging
she
some other chick?
She was in a love triangle.
Yeah, he was hanging out with another chick.
This is stunning news to
Crime
me.
Crime of passion. You can get away with that, Cakes.
In some states, I'm sure you can.
If your spouse is tagging another person, I think you can pretty much do anything.
I don't know. I don't know if she stabbed NBA Youngboy. I think she stabbed the girl.
Right. Okay. She should have stabbed both of them.
Right. You said she had two knives, right? She had her knives out, Jason.
That's what it is. So she didn't stab NBA Youngboy, but she stabbed the girlfriend.
Right.
Right. So who knows? It's just a nightmare.
Impossible that I've ever heard an NBA Youngboy song.
Correct.
Impossible.
I've heard it before, but I couldn't identify it.
Valdez, please don't play one. Because I would like to go the rest of my life without ever hearing NBA Youngboy.
I'm guessing it sounds just like
see, that's
Travis
what you get,
Scott or any of the other.
That's what you get during the quarantine.
Right.
You get
the
NBA Youngboy stories.
Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
I think this one would have made the news at any point.
Yeah, maybe. You might be right.
Yeah.
What a joke. NBA
You should
Youngboy.
Mention that Bobby Mitchell passed, and that was sad. I didn't realize he was the first African American to play for the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
And we've met Bobby before. He's been a long time. Been on the show a couple times, but it's been a long time. But 84, Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Originally started out with Jim Brown in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Right, he was his backup.
Yeah. The guy was a dual threat guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was halfback, then he moved to, receiver.
Correct.
And just, you know, Hall of Famer. Everybody says, by all accounts, a great guy. I know Charlie Casserly said he mentored him. I know some other, like, broadcasters have said that he was always kind to them. I know we had him on a few times.
He's a big charity guy. Helped raise a lot of money.
This is how the league has changed. In 1962, when the Browns traded him to Washington, he led the league in receptions with 72 and yardage with 1,384. Now, the yardage is good, but the catches, what did Michael Thomas have this year? Like 150 catches?
Something like that, yeah. I mean, it's just completely different game.
I saw a comparison. That yardage would have been like third in the league this year.
Oh, yeah. The
That's
yardage
still
is legit.
Yardage.
The yardage is legit. He could scoot.
By the way, I'm distracted. I have maybe the world's biggest mosquito or fly flying around here. I'm going to have to get a swatter at some point.
Maybe it's attracted to that landing
pad. It almost looks
like
a bee.
Could be.
It's attracted to that growth on your cheek.
Yeah.
Well, it's on.
It wants to come and bite it.
I have some lighting here. And here, let me see if I can do this with the laptop. So I've got this light up here, and it's on the light. So I could probably smash it because it's just going to stay there for whatever, you know, moss or attracted to light. It's humongous. It looks like a bee.
Yeah, well, you could deal with it during the break. My God.
You don't want to hear about his mosquito stories?
He's scared
of a bug. I mean, I don't know. It's a bug. I've been watching Naked Afraid, man. People are being attacked by crocs and snakes.
I'm not afraid of it. It's just an annoyance.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Well, kill it, Richie.
You can kill it now. You want to go chase it?
I don't have the swatter with me. I got to go upstairs and get it.
Use your hands.
What are you boys doing today? You know I'm playing golf. What are you boys doing?
I'm doing the same thing every day. Going to play on the driveway and then drink.
Right.
There's nothing to do.
I told myself I was gonna take today off because I had three cocktails yesterday during the day, and then I had my wife and I split a bottle of wine for dinner.
She actually chopped it. You chopped the bottle of
wine.
Oh, Chris crushing it.
Yeah.
Every time she goes to Harris Teeter, she buys two or three bottles.
Right.
We just pummel it in like 2 days.
You might as well get a case delivered.
I got the Lush family.
The wine
cakes.
Lushups. The Lushups.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing any stores right now. We're on lockdown here.
Yeah.
If I want to order beer or liquor or whatever, how do I have to do that in Montgomery County?
I don't know. I have not gone that route at this point. I think some of the smaller like breweries might do a home delivery.
I mean, God bless them. I don't want to brew. I just want regular mass-produced beer.
You could get Brock to bring it to you. Isn't that how you did your exchange for Saturday cakes?
Yes. I met up with Brock at the Leisure World parking lot.
He's got nothing to live for, right? So he can go around.
Brock?
He'd go shopping for me.
Brock would bring, he'd probably have a meetup point with you.
He could be my personal shopper.
He lives like in Kensington.
Yeah, he lives in Kensington. I ran into him at Safeway.
He would probably
how much
deliver
did you
right
drink
to your
on
house?
Saturday cakes?
Too much. So I was sampling different whiskeys throughout the show. I probably had, I don't know, 4.5 airplane bottles.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not that bad.
That's all you got was minis?
Wasn't that in a 3-hour show? Is it, for me, a guy who doesn't really do whiskey, that's a lot.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So what were you slurring? Were you slurring?
I think towards the end, yes.
Oh, you were? Okay.
What was 3 to 5 p.m.? Was that a nap, I'm guessing?
Oh, I went, yeah, I fell asleep for a good hour and 15 minutes.
Did you develop a taste for it or no? You're out on whiskey.
Not really. I just don't think I'm a brown liquor type of
guy.
Did
you pour it into like a Coke or Dukes wouldn't let you do that?
No, I did. I chugged one and sipped a few of the others.
Oh, you were hammered.
Why wouldn't you just pour it into a Coke?
I did pour one over a few cubes of ice. I think that was the Woodford Reserve.
Well, it's really hard to do that. I mean, you got to be a man's man to drink that.
Yeah,
like
I'm not a brown liquor guy. I just don't think that it's something that works for your boy.
You got to get some Blanton's. I mean, I'm not a bourbon guy, but Blanton's is money.
Maybe.
The only thing I could drink straight, and I've only had one or two bottles of it ever, is Johnny Walker Blue, and that's scotch. Right. But
I still have that
really
bottle
good.
From our friend at Cheer Hits for Hire. Still in my office.
Why don't you drink that? If you don't want to, give it to me. I'm sized.
I don't know. I'm just kind of hoarding it.
No, mean, wait, do you die? Come on.
That's a business that's got to be suffering,
from
right?
Courtney West.
Who's using limos right now?
Nobody.
Know. Well, nobody's. Sure. I would think even with like Uber and stuff, that business is going way down.
Oh, by everybody's the way, I was scheduled to take a Cheer Hits for Hire limo to the airport a few days ago. Your boy Flake should be in Spain right now. I should be in Spain.
Well, they are flattening the curve over there, Cakes. I believe the deaths are down in Spain and Italy the last couple days.
Well, that's good news, but I mean, you're certainly not going to fly there anytime soon.
No.
I mean, you're not going to fly straight into a hot zone. That's so finished. It's just not going to happen.
You got so hooked. You got so hooked on that.
Do you think you will ever visit Europe now at this point?
No. After this, probably not.
You never had, right? So you go your entire life.
I'm with you.
Never been to Europe. Never been to Europe ever.
He's not missing much.
Yeah, what am I missing? Cramped conditions. Yeah. People smoking all over the place.
This is what I'm worried about. My second Pebble trip is scheduled for the first weekend of November. Is that going to go on?
I think you're fine. By November?
No, I think that'll be the second wave. That'll be prime second wave.
I don't know. I'm not
confident. Second wave.
I'm not confident.
Yeah, I think you're dicey.
So bitter.
You got a better chance going probably in like July, if it's a little seasonal and there's a little respite for a month or two.
Yeah, well, we're scheduled for November.
Yeah.
Jason.
Yeah.
How many times have you played golf this month?
Well,
because
a lot.
You're on the show every day saying how depressed you are, how stuck in the house you are. You're playing golf 4 and 5 days a week.
not
yes,
quite that much.
We've been keeping track in here.
It's like twice.
You guys have a golf tracker?
I can't believe his wife is not bitter at it.
It's more than twice. I think it's got to be three. I mean, just
well,
in the last
no, because
couple
last
days,
week, last week I played Thursday, Friday.
And you're playing today.
I'm playing today, and I'm probably going to play Thursday because that's the nicest day of the week.
Four times in 7 or 8 days.
Okay, that's twice a week. It's not 4 or 5 times a week. That's
crazy. What are you talking about? Thursday, Friday, Monday, Thursday. 4 times in 8 days.
Hey, dum-dum, that's twice a week. A week is 7 days. I played Thursday, Friday last week, and I'm playing Monday today, and then Thursday. That's twice a week.
Right, but in a 7 day period, 8 day period, it's 4 times.
Jason's
right,
doing the wraparound.
I'm not playing. I'm not playing 4 times every 7 days.
It's like a Tiger Slam.
I mean, you're just making up math here.
No, listen. As long as he's doing it and he's being responsible,
exactly. I have to.
You're a grown adult. You do you.
I would jump off a bridge if I didn't.
Well, you're not any different than anybody else. Everyone else feels the same way. It's a freaking nightmare for everyone.
Thank God I don't live in your horrible state.
Why? Because you can't?
Because you can't play.
Yeah. My buddy actually owns 2 golf courses.
Right.
I could go out there and just play. But I don't. I want to role model the right thing for my kids.
Someone texted me this weekend on the Vibe Machine when JP and I were doing the show. We were talking about golf and, you know, I think it was when Denny McCarthy was on. And how Maryland had closed the courses and Virginia had opened it. But he said his buddy is a member at Old South.
Yeah.
Isn't that where you got married?
Yes.
Yep.
He said his buddy is a member and he goes out and plays.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do? You just go out there. Now, the thing is, they may not be mowing the greens very often, that sort of thing.
So I think the private clubs in Maryland, they probably do allow the members to go out there. I mean,
well, they're probably technically closed and no one's there, and you just
walk it. Yeah,
people are just going out there.
Yeah, you just walk it.
So EB, you're telling me I could haul my sticks out to Blue Mash and just go play it, and nobody would stop me.
I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling you that.
Because, Cakes, I know you're dying to get out there.
That would be considered trespassing, Cakes.
Yeah. I don't want to do that. I don't want to trespass.
Yeah.
Cakes, I wouldn't do it anyway.
Cakes sent me a text. He said, over the weekend, he said, can I come over and play with you in Virginia?
That's the funniest thing you've said in 5 years.
Right.
Well, Cakes played with me last year with our pal Chris Farley, and the highlight was just him trying to get a ball out of the woods. He actually went deep into the woods.
I was so...
Where I'm telling you... Tiger Woods couldn't have gotten that ball out of the woods.
I was so in jail. I
think Cakes went in there, I think wearing shorts, scuffed up all of his legs.
So many briars in there, just thorns, just pummeling my silly calves. I think that's the last time I played golf.
So we've been playing tennis on my driveway, right? My wife happens to have like one of these pop-up nets that you can have. And it's basically like for kids, teach kids how to play, you know. And it's perfect for a situation like we remembered, we're like, oh my God, we have that old pop-up net. We should put it up. And it dawned on me, this is my pickleball court. I need to get pickleball rackets and balls. Pickleball right in my driveway. It's perfect for it. And I went on Amazon, and because it's kind of like non-essential, they won't send this stuff. The friggin' pandemic will be over by the time
now,
I get it.
You know what you need to do? I figured out a workaround.
Yeah.
Is... Don't order from Amazon. Order from eBay.
Okay. And then some donk will send it to me?
Yeah. Like a lot of the businesses send them out themselves and aren't relying on a warehouse.
Right.
Because they'll prioritize different stuff. But if you do it through eBay, they'll just send it to you.
I know.
Like I had to restock golf balls the other day.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, Amazon wouldn't send them to me until, you know, end of April. But I'm getting them today because I went through eBay.
Did you see that? I retweeted. I was goofing on Cakes, but the Amazon employee that was like bitter that people were ordering like sex toys in the middle of all this, and he's putting his life in jeopardy because the Amazon warehouse.
I did see that.
Right.
The Amazon warehouse is all full of Corona, and people are getting sick left and right, and he's got to go into work every day and mail out dildos.
Oh, he's so bitter.
I didn't know they were in the sex toy game.
Hey, you know what? He's still getting paid.
he's like, you people don't need this.
Hey, Drabby, I just pulled up my VSGA account, right? Okay, since March 1st, I've played 8 times. I played...
No, come on.
I post every score. I played at Belmont on March 5th. I played at River Creek March 9th. I played at Belmont again March 17th, all right? So that was 8 days I didn't play. Then I played the next day at River Creek again. Played March 26th and 27th. Played April 1st at Trump with the celeb. And then I played yesterday at Evergreen.
All I know is my wife's pretty cool about me doing whatever. She'd strangle me if in the middle of this pandemic I left eight times for 5 hours at a time, 6 hours at a time, and making her make all the meals, do right. all the laundry, deal with all the kid stuff. Your wife is a saint, brother.
She is. She
yeah.
is.
Yeah. In fact, she's not giving you a hard time. Well, you know what? She's crushing a bottle of wine a day.
She wants me to get out of the house anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, but I'm taking 4 or 5 mile walks with her every day. You're not doing that.
No, I reject the walks. She's asking me for walks. And I'm
so that's
no.
the trade-off. I do the 5 mile walk with her with the dog, and then she lets me go tee it up.
Boys, you need to let people know you can donate your car today. The Purple Heart Foundation, donating is easy, hassle-free, and your donation tax-deductible. Last year, the Purple Heart Foundation provided assistance to over 18,000 of America's bravest veterans, helping them with VA benefits, coping with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and providing suicide prevention assistance. You can be the difference. Donate your car today. Visit DonatePurpleHeart.org. That's DonatePurpleHeart.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Adam Kilgore from the Washington Post is going to join us at the top of the hour. Just an update on the fly.
The bug.
I found a swatter.
Okay.
I took one swat. It was on this light. Missed. And the swatter broke. Piece of crap.
Well, what a
piece of crap. I swung with the fly swatter and the handle broke off.
I mean, you bought that for probably $1.50 and it costs 2 cents to make in China. Of course it's going to snap. Piece of garbage.
Just get a newspaper or a magazine or something. Bundle
Who
it up.
Newspapers deliver to their house anymore?
Magazine? You don't have magazines?
I'll find a magazine or a book or something.
Yeah, come on. Not that big a deal. You got this.
I just can't believe the stupid fly swatter broke on the first swing.
I can.
What a piece of crap.
It's a cheap piece of plastic.
I mean, it looks so flimsy. So terrible.
Who gets non-flimsy fly swatters?
I don't know. I don't even own a fly swatter.
So you guys are all wearing hats, and I know Cakes shaves his dome.
Yeah.
This is definitely going to become an issue. What are you guys doing about haircuts?
Just
I'm probably two or 3 weeks behind. Like, I probably would have gotten a haircut 2 or 3 weeks ago. Didn't. Now I can't go to a barbershop. I can't imagine the next time go. It's either going to be my wife is going to give me a cut, which She's not a hairstylist.
Right.
Or
big experiment.
I'm probably more likely going to order something via Amazon, and I'm going to go crew cut. I'm just going to shave the dome.
That's a drastic measure.
A lot of guys are doing it. Why are guys doing that? Like just shaving their heads or crew cuts? Why are they? Because it seems to be kind of like a corona thing that people are doing.
I don't know if it's a corona thing. I just know that I can't effectively style my hair. I don't know. You know, I go to a Joanne Jones over at Roosters, and Joanne takes care of me. But, I mean, she uses the scissors. She puts – not like I have this amazing style, but she gives me a haircut.
She's a trained barber/cosmetologist.
I mean, when do you think Roosters or the Grooming Lounge, places like that, are going to be open again?
I'm going to say within a
late summer.
A month. No, I'm going to say maybe a month or so. I think there's going to be a slow transition for people if you wear a mask.
I mean, in Virginia, not until at least June 6th, right?
June 10th
is the date.
I mean, right. So you're talking about another 2 months. I think it's going to be later than that.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I'm going to look like the lead singer of the Cult.
I mean, it's starting to get like a little bit like a mini mullet back here.
Right.
That I can handle. I can shave the back of my neck, but an actual haircut. What are you going to do, EB? You can't go see your guy. Who's your guy? It's like Vinny Barbarino. Who is he?
I forget what's the guy's name.
Pino.
Marco. Marco.
The Greek guy. No, he's Greek.
Marco.
That's EB's guy. He's got the worst memory.
Demetrios.
Ever. Demetrios. There you go.
Yeah, that's my guy.
How old is Demetrios?
He's probably in his late 60s. He's always asking me, talk about me on the radio. You know, he always wants me to promote him.
He wants attention dollars.
Huh? He wants attention. Everybody wants attention dollars.
Well, he's getting
he wants people to come to his friggin' barbershop.
Well, it's helpful when you know his name.
it doesn't matter his name.
It's great when you promote him when there's a lockdown.
Well, I mean, everybody knows Demetrio. Everybody knows his little shop. So,
Demetrios to come over if he lets you know he doesn't have any symptoms?
Ooh, that's a good
to come
bit.
Over for a home visit.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think you can risk that.
No, I feel bad for Grant. Grant's putting his house on the market today.
Yeah,
today. Grant Paulson currently owns two homes right now. In the middle of a global pandemic.
Got to pay those two nuts. That's not fun.
He says, I guess they're doing a lot of virtual tours. But if people do want to come in, they could schedule an appointment. And then what you do is you turn all the lights on, and people have to come in with a mask and gloves, and then you just scrub everything down when they leave. The rule is you're not allowed to touch anything. Can you imagine?
Sounds like a friggin' disaster. I'd
be so stressed.
I got a buddy, though. My buddy Koki is in real estate, and at least right now, I think the real estate market has been okay.
It's holding steady, which is strange because there's 50 million unemployed people. You got to imagine that the market's going to bottom out.
But I went for a walk yesterday, and it's the street adjacent to mine. There are four townhouses all up for sale. I'm like, I can't believe it. First of all, they're all competing with each other.
Yeah.
They're all within a block or two. I mean, you can see them all in one line. You just see four signs. I'm like, how are these people going to sell? Maybe one, maybe two can sell, but four townhouses all up for sale on the same street.
Well, it's going to be – they're competing in the wrong direction, right?
Where is he moving? What town, what city? Where is he going?
I don't know if he wants that public. I don't know. In fact, he told me, and I kind of forget.
Nuh-uh, you forgot.
All right.
It's somewhere in Virginia. It's still going to be a 30, 40-minute drive for him into work every day.
I got you.
But he wanted a bigger place.
When will we return to D.C., if ever?
I told you we should have a bet.
I'm not returning for months. We got to get a serious all clear before I'm going back.
My guess, Cakes, is going to be
August?
Football season?
No, later than that. I don't think we get back before Halloween.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know why then.
And Halloween is going to be it's going to be full on phase two.
It's probably going to be canceled, yeah.
I'm just saying that date,
end of October.
Yeah.
Here's the question. Valdez and Drab are still there in D.C. Is EB still paying for his parking in D.C.?
Yeah, I haven't addressed that. Pete was supposed to be on that. And then he was supposed to tell me.
Pete, your point man for parking?
Yeah, keep reminding me of that because I keep forgetting.
Nah, I'd rather you pay your $250 a month.
You're just hemorrhaging cash.
Yeah, I am. But we, I mean, our credit card bill has to be awesome this month. There's no traveling for sports.
Right.
Canceled all these flights, canceled all these hotels. We're not driving anywhere. I mean, what are we spending on? We're spending on nothing.
Just food.
Other groceries. Than, like,
groceries. Groceries, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not going out to eat.
Not going out to eat.
By the way, the parking jacked up the rate, at least for the daily. I'm not sure if our monthly rate is going up now.
Well, wait for them to read the room. Good job by them.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming. People are losing their jobs left and right. You're going to up the charge to park.
Right.
Typical. Well,
I think Pete did that move where he like shamed them on Twitter and put hey, Colonial Parking or whatever.
Right.
And then they responded, we'll work something out or something. And then
that's what it is. Just threaten to criticize them on social media. Yeah.
Right. Shame them.
And they'll drop their prices.
Well, they can't be doing any ticketing, can they? Like on the streets? If we were to park on the streets?
No idea.
I don't know. Well, why couldn't they
ticket you? They're still ticketing people.
Why couldn't they ticket you?
I don't know.
DC
wants
to get their money.
Well, I just figured no one's going to work anyways.
It gives them nothing to do. They're just bored out of their mind.
That's their gravy train. That's how DC survives, is by ticketing you.
Is it essential that the meter maid is out running around?
For them, it is. It's called their lifeblood.
Right. I would think this would be the worst time to illegally park because there's nothing for them to do. There's nothing for them to, right? Nobody's out there.
Valdez, what's it like leaving the city at, you know, whatever time you leave, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock?
There is less traffic, but the construction is still going on. So
I get it, but once you get out on the roads.
Oh, I mean, it's empty.
Yeah. It's kind of eerie, isn't it?
It's amazing.
It's like you're driving around on Christmas Day.
Although there are still a lot of people, believe it or not, driving in the morning. But the afternoon is less traffic than in the morning.
Right, because, well, the list of essential workers is preposterous. It's so long.
Hmm.
There's so many people so-called essential that they're still, which is good. I mean, I guess. You need to keep the economy going.
Do you know the split from, 395 to Main Avenue and how, mm-hmm. That would always be bogged down?
Just a cluster F every day.
Every day. There'd be just traffic, a million people trying to merge all every direction.
Right.
I mean, it's clear. It's heavenly. There's no one around
There's
you.
There's no one there. Right.
Right.
It's a ghost town.
I mean, it's all good and it's bad. Right? I mean, it's great driving in, but it's bad. It means nobody's working.
Oh, it's definitely bad, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Adam Kilgore from the Washington Post. Has an article there about how long until sports can return. We might not like the answer. We'll get into that next here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.